Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, so it's time for the Win, Lose, or Tie podcast with your host, the styling, profiling, limousine riding, swatch wearing, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, woo! Son of a gun, and he's having a hard time holding down those alligators, Ty King.
Yo. I'm not mad today. I'm not mad at anything. I feel great. Sorry about that last episode. I got caught in a bad mood and I was working on things and I just needed to vent. And so what better way to do that than, hey, take up a whole episode of Win, Lose, or Tie and just yell in the microphone about stuff. And it kind of made me feel better. But hey, glad you're listening. This is the Win, Lose, or Tie podcast. I'm your host, Ty King. Please do me a favor, hit subscribe on that little button. It doesn't cost anything. This is free entertainment. Please go to my Instagram page, Win, Lose, or Tie, T-Y-E. Follow me there. That's where you get all things Win, Lose, or Tie. And that's really where I do most of my communicating videos. However, I do have a TikTok, but I forget to put videos on it sometimes. You can always email the show, Win, Lose, or Tie podcast at gmail.com. Once again, sorry about that last episode, but today's episode, much better, much more lighthearted, at least I think, and it's going to be, I'm talking way more in my lane, because I got a guest on, it's been on my list for quite a while, and he's well known around town here in Lubbock, so all you people that live outside of Lubbock, you're going to enjoy this, because, I mean, first off, he's got a great name, second off, he's well known around here, and third, I like him, so if I like him, you're going to like him, okay? And my guest today is none other than my friend Choice Woodman. Choice, dude, what a name too, Choice. That's awesome. But Choice, welcome to the Win, Lose, or Tie podcast.
Man, I'm stoked. I've taken in some podcasts with your, and I feel like I'm very low on the totem pole compared to your normal guests.
Oh,
you've got some awesome guests on this show. So I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, I've bagged a few.
Quite a few.
Zach Kittley, Wes Kittley.
Yeah.
Nah, those aren't bad.
Yeah.
David Thomas is pretty cool. His episode was awesome. Yeah. I mean, you know. Anyway, Julie King, whatever.
Yeah.
Blake Buchanan.
That's probably top of the list, right? Julie King.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be.
Exactly.
It's got to be.
Man, Choice, I tell you what, I'm going to let the folks talk. We go way back. I say way back, but we did friendship football together. For a while. And man, I'm going to tell you, we had some good times. Me, you, and Andy Penny on the road, baby.
I mean, I wouldn't trade those road trips. They were a blast. Just traveling all over West Texas, little New Mexico in there. Man, we had some stories, and you got to throw Doug Smith in there for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, Doug Smith, man.
R.I.P. I
mean, R.I.P. to Doug Smith. He's one of the greatest, absolutely.
He made some of those trips just outlandish.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost got a shot at an Alsips and what was it, Sundown?
Yes.
I mean, it was, we had a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, and I learned that I still have game on one trip. You know, I think it was a lady from Spring Lake Earth.
Yes,
tried to bag me. I mean, yeah. So,
oh man, she went after you. Yeah,
dude, telling times. I still got game, son.
No doubt.
That was.
I mean, you got more game than she had teeth, but that's
the honest to God truth.
Oh yeah.
Woo. Yeah, we were in Canyon Tech or Amarillo, whatever, at a convenience store.
Yeah,
she wanted all she could get, old Ty King, baby.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the big buck of white deer. Yeah, but
cougar going after the buck.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, but. Dude, just it's good to have you here. Like I said, you've been on my list. So we've done a lot of friendship football games together. And I was writing down your intro, and I was like, you know, what does he do? Instead of like, you know, trying to figure out what, you know, what your title is and everything that you do around town, it was like, I could easier put it down and say, what doesn't Choice do? And then, you know, then work from that list. But just for the listener's sake, okay, I know you host a show that's the end of the bench on 100.7 here in town, right?
Well, yes. Well, I actually just flipped this recently to the bottom line.
Oh, you're at the bottom line.
We're moving around and stuff.
Moving and shaking.
End of the bench is what I've done for the longest time.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. I probably would call myself more of a Swiss Army knife where I'll do a little bit of everything.
Yes.
And I work with everybody. So
yes,
that's why I get moved around a lot.
You know,
I've been in three different slots and worked a lot of different
positions. Might say something about you a little bit. I mean, that way you get, at least you know you can get along with a lot of different people. And you know,
yeah.
You
can I do like, I mean, there's not really anybody, there are very few people I don't like out there. I love people. I love being around people. And,
yeah.
And I like to bounce off of people too. So yeah, I like a lot of different personalities. So I've had since been working in radio, I think I'm on my 11th different co-host right now. So it's a lot. So there's a running joke that I kill off co-hosts. Yeah. And people,
you're the killer.
Yeah, I'm the killer. So
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, former guest David Collier might have something to say.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he's probably shaking. But I mean, I guess you've moved on. He's still on the bench now.
He's moved to with Hacks now, and now I'm in the afternoon with Chris Snead and Jamie Lent combo. So
that's good. That's good combo.
That's fun.
Yeah, but you also will host. I mean, the end of the bench, or you'll do the bottom line. Or I've heard you on some other shows.
Yeah, I fill in a lot everywhere else, wherever they need me.
And
so.
Then, like, I hear you on Tech Baseball.
Yeah, I've been doing some of that lately. And that
live broadcast, you're doing the color on Tech Baseball. You're really, I love listening to you on that.
Appreciate it. I love it. One of my goals is to broadcast for Texas Tech. I mean, Texas Tech is a school I love. Grew up loving Tech. Both my parents went there, so I kind of got to grow up going to games and getting to really just fall in love with the university and with sports. But so that's been my goal since I was a little kid, was to be a broadcaster and then broadcast for the school I love. That's what I wanted to do. And if all I am forever is a fill-in, I'll consider myself blessed because I get to do that, and it's so much fun. So,
and that's got
to
be fun because, you know, pardon the language, but we've broadcasted from some shitholes, you know.
No question.
And, you know, there's some visiting stadiums that it's like, what?
Yeah,
yeah. And you know, and oh, man, especially me doing shallow water for the last couple of years.
Oh my goodness,
dude, we went to some places. It was like real small, but
yeah.
But you and I and Andy Penny have been in some places where it's been pretty bad.
Man, there's no question. There are some amazing places out there for high school football in Texas, because it's mostly football we're talking about. But you get into some places and it's like, we're supposed to fit two people in here, three people. It's
we'll just sit right next to the PA announcer. That's not annoying.
Oh my goodness.
Or we'll sit right next to the other radio crew without a wall separating or whatever. Man. That's not annoying. I mean, just you name it, and it's like you could be put in some places. But see, now that you've moved up, you can appreciate those nice stadiums the free food and everything that comes along with that. Because is one of the perks of being a broadcast, like being a broadcaster on that level, on the Texas Tech level.
Yeah, yeah. So I do some fill-in stuff with baseball, but I also am the engineer for Texas Tech football and the engineer for all Texas Tech radio. So I'll travel with the football team now and get to travel to so many different places. And there are some places that we go that are much nicer than others. Wyoming, we went to this year. That was pretty sketchy. Ancient.
A little sketchy?
Oh, yeah. Definitely very, very old. Hadn't remodeled that place since like the 70s. But beautiful all around the stadium. And then there are, amazing places that are huge and posh. So.
Of course. What's the best D1 place that had the best food?
Oh, good question.
On the road, not here.
I was going to say Tech has pretty good food.
They usually do a pretty good job. Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to think back to all the meals we've had. Sometimes it depends if it's a breakfast kickoff or not. Sometimes we'll get breakfast, and that's usually good. Baylor's pretty good. Baylor at McLean Stadium. That's a fairly new stadium. They got pretty decent food.
That stadium's pretty new.
Yeah. I'm still kind of a rookie, so I haven't traveled a ton of places. I've been everywhere in the Big 12, at least the old Big 12 up to this point. So
yeah. That's pretty cool. That's gotta be cool. This doesn't, you know, do you think, I mean, we're gonna, no, go ahead. What were you gonna say? I don't want to interrupt you.
Oh, OU's the worst.
OU's the worst.
OU's got the worst. And it's probably the crappiest, you know, set up too. It's just like,
why doesn't that surprise me that OU has the worst food? I mean, just, I don't know why that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason to it, but it's kind of like me picking high school games. I just have to have a story behind it.
Of course.
There's no rhyme or reason.
Your picks in the high school games. Well, I liked this one guy one time from here, but...
I dated a girl from here, but yeah. I liked her sister. She was better looking, and you know.
Yeah, we're definitely going with...
we're definitely going to go with Hail Center.
Hail Center, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's one of my buddies moved to Friendship from there. That's a tangent. But give a little background on Choice. He's from Dumas, Texas, which is north of Amarillo.
That's way up there.
Yeah,
people say Canada sometimes.
Yeah, you know. Man, you don't realize how far it is sometimes. You know, it's
about 220 or so from here. Not a terrible drive, but the difference in like every time my wife and family we go up there to visit, the coldness, like it's 10 to 15 degrees colder usually than it is here, and it can get
some freezing. I mean, see, my mom's from Dumas, yeah, so I've heard a lot of stories and been there several times, so yeah, man, it can get pretty freaking cold there and it not be that cold down here,
right?
And I've always said like Plainview is when you turn the air conditioner off.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. It's not that far away, but it is far away.
When you hit Plainview, you turn the air conditioner off, the heater on, and on the way back, you hit Plainview, you turn the air conditioner on, turn the heater off.
Shake it back off.
You can almost set your watch to it, really.
Yeah.
Up I-27. So, but dude, you're from Dumas. Is this what you wanted to do? I mean, even as a high school kid?
Yeah, honestly.
Or junior high kid?
I think number one option when I was a little kid was obviously to be a pro baseball player or pro athlete, like a lot of little kids. But there was a realization somewhere along the way that that's not going to happen. So, but backup was always sports and broadcasting and sports. Really wanted to be in TV more, but in college it clicked that I liked radio more. Yeah. I don't know why. I worked in radio, I worked in newspaper. I'm a pretty good writer. I can write well, but I don't like to write that much. So I don't write that much. But yeah, definitely. I'm trying to think of the age.
Dude,
that it really
you
clicked.
You can intern on the Win, Lose, or Tie staff.
Okay.
Because you can write my little blurbs on Instagram and whatever goes, how do I introduce this episode to make people want to listen? You can do that. You're all hired, buddy. Let me tell you right now, there's a free water right there.
There's a free water. All right. It's good pay. So, no, but like all my brothers, I grew up with two brothers. I got two younger sisters, too, that are adopted. But my brothers always, when mom's away from the house or whatever, going doing summer school, they're always wanting to watch Disney Channel. If I got the remote first, it's going to SportsCenter. It's just always, it's been sports forever for me. So I knew I wanted to work in sports and broadcasting. It just kind of fell into it, loved it. Yeah. And
you went to school here.
Yeah, I did. I went to Tech and went as a journalism major. Didn't ever really want to do anything journalistic, which almost doesn't exist anymore. Right. But I kind of learned a lot of different trades, learned to write, learned some of the video production side, and interned in TV a little bit. But I got a job at Raymar Communications with Double T97.3 my senior year of college, or actually at the very end of my junior year, and have never left. I've worked there since then.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
Yeah, so how long have you worked there? I mean, how long has that been?
Let's see. That would have been 2012 is when I got it. So I'm in my – I think I just hit my 12th anniversary. So.
It's hard to remember how young you are.
Yeah.
Dude, because, I mean, you know, you and Andy Penny have both had that young-looking face. But, dude, it's just hard to remember because you fit in so good with, like, guys my age.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you graduated from school, you know, like 2013 or whatever.
I graduated Tech at 2013. I mean, that's exactly right.
Yeah, and I graduated in 2000. So, and I mean, dude, it's crazy because and you've done a lot, man. That's a young career, and you've done a lot already.
Well, it's the people around you, because they always tell you in this business, it's not about what you know, but who you know.
For sure.
And that definitely matters to make connections and those sorts of things. And there's so many people that have put me under their wing and really helped me through things. I know a guy, pretty sure you've had Chris Level on this podcast.
Yeah, twice.
He's definitely a guy that's helped me out. Jamie Lentz, one for sure, that for sure. Has helped me. And Andy Penny, you mentioned, he's one that really helped me learn some stuff in the play-by-play area. Yeah. So and I kind of took over for him in the basketball and baseball side of things and friendship, and that's where I learned how to do a lot of stuff. So
that's a great place to hone your skill.
Yeah.
You know, to get that skill working. You didn't learn any sideline reporting from me or anything.
Oh, I learned a lot from your sideline reporting. There's no question. Stuff I didn't know I needed to know, but there's the tidbits you could bring is stuff you wouldn't get anywhere else.
Well, I will tell a really quick funny story about you guys. So we're on our way to, I believe it was Hereford or somewhere up north. We were on the road. And I remember, because I've ranted about this on my podcast before, that I have a very, very strong distaste and a disdain for a word. And there's a word I can't stand.
Dang it, I meant to start the podcast off with that.
Yeah, see? And so I go off about it in the Suburban on the way up there. I'm with you guys. And I usually sit in the back seat or the back seat. So I'm talking to the whole damn van.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, can't stand it. It's overused. It's misused. It's kids nowadays are just using it left and right. They don't even know what it means. And, it's the word literally. And it drives me insane. You know, and I've said it a million times, you know, kids will be like, oh, I hit the gym today. My legs are literally on fire. I'm like, well, we need to call the fire department because you don't understand the English language yet. You know, so I'm going off in the van and I'm telling you right now, we did the pregame show and the very first words when it was time to kick off was
absolutely
the ball is literally teed up and we're ready to go. Choice, damn you, dude. You guys, y'all wouldn't let it go sometimes. You wouldn't let it go.
Oh, man.
But you could find something to dig me at and y'all would do it and it would be funny, though. It'd be funny as all hell.
If I ever know you're listening on the radio, I absolutely throw a literally out there. I literally throw a literally.
You'll comment on my Facebook post or something.
Absolutely.
Literally. I'm like, come on, Choice. Come on, Choice Woodman.
That's the thing. You can't tell someone your pet peeve.
I know. I know that lesson, and I just didn't adhere. I just didn't. But neither here nor there. You guys just were always fun. But, yeah, I'm glad you didn't learn any sideline tricks from me because, man, sometimes it was like – I remember one time – well, and if you haven't figured out this – podcast is about me, not really about the guest.
Your name is on it.
So. Yeah, it is true. So I remember one time you guys sent it down to me because the one good thing about me, I never know when you're coming down to.
Oh, yeah.
So I always have to be ready. And depending on the game flow and how kind of game it was going, I could get a feel when Andy was, you know, kind of in a rhythm with you and I and all together. And I knew when he was. If it was one of those quarters where he was going to come down to me a couple, three or four times, whatever. But one time, it may have been more than one time, but he'd go, let's kick it down to Ty King on the sideline. I got nothing.
Yeah, that definitely happened.
Yeah. And I remember saying in my head, if he kicks it down to me, I got nothing right now. And it was right then, boom, literally kicked it down to me.
Yeah.
See, how you misused that word too. And I was like,
literally
kicked it down to me. You literally kick anything.
But see, you're misusing it yourself.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's great.
Dude. I was just like, nah, I got nothing. Back up to y'all.
Oh, man.
That was a so-and-so floors and roofing sideline report by Ty King.
Yeah, I think there was, he's like, Ty, what'd you see down there? Got nothing.
Got nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Back up to you. Yeah. So, but a lot of fun, man, in those days. Man. Those are really, really good times. But I love it that you're from the West Texas area, Panhandle. And you're getting to see it. I mean, I've gotten to, and not to be too much older than you, but man, it really is kind of cool to see how you've grown and have honed your craft and how much more comfortable you are. Not that you ever weren't, but I'm telling you right now, it makes me kind of like a proud dad, nearly. Like, dude, you're really, really skilled on the radio, And I just want you to know that. And I don't know where that came from, but I mean, I got real sentimental there for a second. But dude, you really have, man. You and I mean, you can tell that you've learned so much from so many different people. And you pick up things here and there, and then you make it your own.
And that's exactly right. It is from different people. I've learned from so many people that I've worked with and around. So I don't take credit for anything or any success. I just know I'm blessed to get to do something I love doing every day. Whether it's the play, I probably like the play by play stuff the most. It's just something I love, and it's sports, immediate sports. But
yeah, and it's way unpredictable. I know sometimes doing show can be unpredictable, but
yeah,
it could also be very routine too. So, but yeah, games, man.
There are days there's nothing better. Like any job that I do. Dread going in, and most of it has to do with the Texas Tech result because we have nutty fans like every fan base, and they'll let themselves be known. And I'm extremely blessed to have gotten to do this for so long and not get fired yet. So,
dude, that's pretty awesome.
Crossing the fingers.
Golly, that's an accomplishment in itself. I can't say some of that. I've been fired from Bahama Bucks like more than anybody in the history of Bahama Bucks. So
more than once?
Oh my God! My sister fired me probably three times in one day. I mean, so yeah. I worked there for almost 11 years.
Yeah,
dude, I got fired. It was like a weekly event. Why are we out of ice? I don't know.
It's kind of an important thing, right?
Was that your job? Yes, it was my job. I could just believe it. I just didn't get around to. I didn't get around to harvesting ice that day.
Oh, man.
So yeah, but anyway, hey man, dude. So speaking of like level, man, Chris Level, he's been on a couple of times, and I play this little game with all of my guests. It's called Tied Down. Okay, that's the sound for Tied Down, the international sound. And you can lose. Chris Level has lost.
Okay.
So just know you can lose. What's the game? What is it all about? I have to pull my phone up. I asked them my guest 5 questions. Mm-hmm. And it's a random 5 questions. Usually it's some sort of trivia. There could be very well a right answer to it. And there very well could be my answer.
Your answer,
the right answer
to
it. So, and then I'll tally up the votes and the points at the end of it.
Sure.
And we'll figure out if you've won or not. Okay. And you can't, people lose. I'm just telling you.
I'm pretty nervous.
So, okay.
All right.
So as of this moment, right now, Choice Woodman on the Win, Lose, or Tie podcast, you are tied down.
Okay.
Some of the questions are timed. Some of them are not. I will go through all the questions and we will go through all the questions and not the answers until the game is over. And then we'll go back through and we'll figure out how well you did or didn't do. Okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
Number one. Liberty Insurance has commercials on all the time with Limu the Emu. What is the host name next to Limu the Emu?
Limu Emu. And Doug.
Number two.
That's right. Okay.
We'll go back over.
Okay.
Number two. This is kind of a long question to ask, but it's a sports trivia question.
Okay.
This one is timed, however.
Okay.
Okay, and there are 6 correct answers.
Oh, boy.
And I want all 6 of them because you were delving into sports. Okay, you're a sports guy.
I've also had like 7 concussions in my life, so memory's not the best.
Donnie Hart was on. You can't have any complaints. So, okay.
Touche.
Okay. So here we go. There are 6 professional sports franchises that share a nickname. And I'm talking about NBA, MLB, NHL, NFL. All the 4 big ones. Okay. Let me give you an example. I'm not giving you one. I'm saying, so let's say it's the Detroit Tigers, which it is.
Yeah.
And let's say it was the Cincinnati Tigers, but it's the Bengals. But say it was, but you've got to match it correctly.
Correctly. Okay.
Yes. So like
this one's
Cincinnati
tied.
Bengals doesn't count because it's not the Tigers.
Okay.
But yeah, there are 6 that match there are 6 correct answers, 6 pairs. Does that make sense?
6 professional sports franchises.
Yep.
Okay. And this isn't just the big 4, right?
It's just the big 4.
Oh, yep. so like if I was saying Spurs, that's not counting Tottenham and
right.
And
right.
San Antonio.
It's just the big 4. Yep.
Okay. Just the big 4. All right. The Jets.
That's 1.
Winnipeg and New York.
I'm not going to say that there's one or not. Dang it. That's one answer.
All right, I got one.
You got six guesses.
We know I got one. The Giants. The...
It says timed, by the way.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to fail so bad. Giants. I'm stalling.
It's all right.
Badly.
It is a very tough question.
That is a tough
question.
I've had
a nephew ask me this at a breakfast table one time, and I didn't let anybody talk for 30 minutes while I figured it out.
Panthers. Oh, my gosh. Jets, Giants, Panthers.
1 minute.
Ah! Kings. Sacramento, L.A.
You've given me four answers.
I have given you four answers, Blaze. Oh, man. That is a tough question. Oh.
There are people yelling at you right now.
I can feel it.
There are people really yelling at you right now through the speaker, whatever they're listening on.
I'm missing one.
Time.
Dang it!
Next question.
I'm missing a big one, aren't I?
Big 19 and the ninth. I don't know if they still have this in Dumas, but did they do the Neola thing? Neola? The Halloween backwards?
Oh, okay. No, I don't know. They didn't.
But do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but yeah.
Okay, in 1961, the Neola Dumas Demon Queen was who?
Julie King.
Number four. Other than Snap, Crackle, and Pop, you've got 15 seconds to give me three serial characters.
Tony the Tiger. Cuckoo, the Cocoa Puff guy. That's totally a real one.
5 seconds.
Toucan Sam.
Number five. I guess it's number five. And there's two bonus questions if I think you need them.
Okay.
Okay. Best Sega Genesis game ever.
Mortal Kombat.
Bonus question.
Oh, boy.
You have 15 seconds again. If you name my favorite, you get bonus points.
Okay.
Name three Hugh Jackman movies. No sequels.
The Greatest Show. Men. I went with the song instead of the name. The Greatest Showman.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm good. X-Men. And another one.
Okay, time's up.
I'm terrible on the spot, man.
Who? Give me one NCAA school that is the Demons. They're not the Blue Demons. They are the Demons. Much like your hometown, Dumas.
Northwestern State.
Okay, time's up. Let's go over the answers. Okay?
Okay.
Whoops. I ask you, Limu, it's Liberty Insurance, their spokesman, his name, and you said Doug. That is the correct answer. All right, good. Doug. How you got that, I cannot believe you got that.
Because I had to sing it.
Like, well, it's on.
It's on everywhere. That's why I got it.
Okay. Okay. What are six sports franchises that share a nickname?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, you went out there and said Jets, and that is the one that gets gotten the least.
I know. I don't know why I went with that.
You got that first.
Winnipeg. That's
Winnipeg Jets. Nobody even knows that there's a hockey team
right
up there. Winnipeg Jets, New York Jets.
Yeah.
You got that. You went, next you went Giants.
Giants.
Yeah. So because you have the New York Giants and the San Francisco Giants.
Right.
And then next you went Panthers, which is also the second least one. Carolina Panthers, Florida Panthers. Mm-hmm. And then you went with the other one that's hard to get, which is hard to believe. L.A. Kings, Sacramento Kings.
Right.
The two you're missing?
Probably the most obvious ones.
We're going to go with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Arizona Cardinals.
Your team, too.
Dang
it. St. Louis Cardinals.
11 World Series championships.
Is that a Cardinals hat? You got it on backwards. That's
yes,
a Cardinals
I do have a Cardinals hat on, of course. Yeah, if it's not a win, lose, or tie hat, it's a St. Louis Cardinals hat. Yeah. Or if it's not a Tech hat. I have a Tech hat, too.
Wait, so Cardinals and who was the other one?
Okay, and then finally, the Texas Rangers and the New York Rangers.
My team! I was trying to think way too hard about the hard ones that I missed the ones right in front of my face.
People were yelling at you, dude.
The Cardinals is probably the easiest one, and then the Rangers is second easiest.
Okay.
Wow.
Next was 1961. Gave it to you. 1961, Dumas Niola Queen. We just found this out today, though, with my mom.
Really?
Yeah. I thought my mom was a homecoming queen. She goes, she was runner-up. So I could ask you that, but yeah, she was the 19. She was, I was the 1961 Neola Queen. That's Halloween spelled backwards. So there you go. Right. I said name three cereal characters that are not Rice Krispies. Right off the bat, you went Tony the Tiger. You went Coco.
Went Cuckoo.
And I think, and I've been give that to you.
Okay.
And then at the buzzer, you said, "Oh yeah, Toucan Sam." You at the buzzer, you got that.
Okay.
Best Sega Genesis game. I know it's a little bit out of your era, but you played Sega Genesis. I'm pretty sure.
A little bit. Never had one, but okay. Had a buddy.
NHL 93. That's easy. It's easy. It's easy.
I played that one on Super Nintendo.
Okay, and well, it was great. So much good stuff going on in NHL 93. We've had way too much NHL talk already in my podcast.
I've never had this much hockey.
Never, ever in my life. So I said name three Hugh Jackman movies in 15 seconds. If you get my favorite, you get bonus points. You did say the X-Men. I'm like, people are young. You could say Wolverine or the X-Men or something.
Yeah.
Okay. And then my favorite, you said it, The Greatest Showman.
It's a great movie.
It's the great, dude. And so
it's a phenomenal movie.
It doesn't matter if you got three or not.
All right.
Dude. And I can't believe I even love that movie. I sat and watched it by myself. You talk about jerking you, I mean, just riding the heartstrings, baby.
It's a great movie, and the songs are really catchy.
I'm telling you. And then I said, name one other school that has demons as their mascot. You went Northwestern State, and that is damn right. Choice Woodman, today.
All right.
You can be proud of yourself. You are a winner of Tied Down, my friend.
Take that, Level.
You are a winner, baby. You have won today's episode, edition of Tied Down. What do you win? You win a couple of bracelets. Okay. One of those tie bracelets. Sweet. Right there. You win a koozie. One of those koozie.
Look at that.
And yeah, you will also win the take-home board game when it's available of Tied Down.
Okay. I am literally so happy right now.
You would. Damn you. Congratulations, though you have
won. That was
fun. Yeah. Congratulations, even though you didn't get the Rangers.
Well, we're going to forget that.
That was so funny. Oh, man. Anyway.
Smacked me in the face.
Yeah, right there. So, okay, congratulations. We're going to get back to the show just a little bit because I want to dig deep. There's something I want to talk to you about. First off, now, I want you tell me the story about why it started. First off, the Valentine's Day cards to your wife on Facebook. I got to know because it is so damn funny to me. I don't know why, but I laugh so hard. I get ready for it every year.
Okay, so there is a story also. What? I don't know how it started, to be honest. I honestly don't know. I think I saw one randomly somewhere like 10 years ago. Maybe it's been going longer than that, but like 10 years ago, we've been married. We're in our 11th year. And I'm like, hey, that's funny. I'm going to post this on Facebook. It got some good reaction, and she loved it. That's what mattered. So I'm like, okay, we'll keep going.
And it's one of those like Valentine's Day cards that's like the candy.
Yeah.
It's like from, usually.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like ones you got in school that were like Batman and Robin or something.
They're just cheesy. I mean, they're cheesy, exactly. And I am a huge fan of dad jokes, and a lot of these have built-in jokes to them. So that's why I mean I have on my show literally a dad joke of the day segment. It really is there. A dad joke of the day segment every single day. So I'll spill out some jokes. I love jokes, so that's where we went with. Now there is, my wife probably won't like this, but I'm going to share it anyway. There's ones I'll just text to her because she doesn't want me to post them on Facebook that are much dirtier. So
you have to get permission. Like, hey, could
yes, there are some. Is this one too bad to send to you? She's like, no, my grandma's going to see it, so you're not allowed to do that one. Dude. And there's some.
They made me laugh so hard, man. I mean, and I don't know why, because, I mean, I guess I like dumb, cheesy stuff, too. And, I mean, seriously, it's right. It's just like, you know, It's the one I look at, but you'll send out like one a day.
Yeah, it's like one a day every day like in February. Day. Yeah. And maybe more than that on Valentine's Day. So
go on
and
a date with me and I'll give you lots of encouragement. Yes, and it's like the Spaniard guy from Couples Retreat.
Exactly, yeah. And then some of them are on the internet. Some I'll like just take from you. And some I'll make myself. Yeah. So that one I made because we just watched Couples Retreat, and it's so funny.
That sounds exactly like he talks,
Encouragement, yes.
Encouragement, yes.
That guy. So, and the ironic thing is neither of us care at all about Valentine's Day.
Oh, is that right?
We don't. Like, we're like, it's just like, if we celebrate Valentine's, it'll be on another day, so the prices aren't all jacked up at restaurants and stuff.
And getting a babysitter or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it's silly. Impossible. So we don't. We don't care that
she's
much about
Valentine's.
She's got
to be awesome. I think I've only met her once. But just to be married to you for 11 years, dude.
She puts up with with me. I mean, she, like, people talk about raising 5 children instead of the 4 she has. It is, there is some absolute truth to that.
And you know what? I mean, I would be in a Suburban with you for 2.5 hours, and I was ready to get rid of you. I mean, I can't imagine, like, you coming home to me.
Oh, man.
And I'd be like, hell no.
She is the best. She's an absolute saint.
Gotta be.
Great mom, great teacher. I mean, she's a fantastic wife, so
I'm blessed. And I really, so you talk about you have 4 kids.
Yeah.
I want to get into this, because, man, you know, Brian Mudd got into it a little bit, and I'm fascinated by you guys have adopted. Mm-hmm. And just first off, I know you even brought it up earlier today that your family, I didn't know that you had 2 adopted sisters.
Well, that's
so how did that, was that where it started? And talk about that, man, because that's really fascinating, and it's really shows what kind of heart you guys have, because that's not easy to do.
That's probably where the seed was planted. Is my first sister, Cammie. We got her when she was 2, and I was, I guess, I'm 10 years old, and her 12. And we first fostered a couple of little girls from Amarillo. God placed it on my parents' heart. We loved them a lot. They ended up going back to their biological father. And then we fostered my sister Cammie and ended up getting to adopt her. And, I mean, she's one of the biggest blessings in our life. That's one thing is people talk about, man, you've been such a blessing for these kids. It's the other way around completely. And so we knew, and that's something my wife and I talked about when we dated is, I mean, there's God put it on our heart to adopt from that point on. We both knew that we wanted to adopt. We didn't know what it would look like necessarily, but we knew that was going to be something that happened. And the thing is, we kind of did it the reverse order of most people, and I know some people have trouble conceiving, and there's issues there. We never even tried before we adopted kids. We never tried to have kids biologically. What happened was
we don't have to go into this.
No, you're good. We went to.
I thought you were going
to
tell me how that happened.
No. What happened was I just felt a tug. I'm like, you know, let's go get certified. And I'm like, we can still get certified, and this can be a year or two down the road.
Sure.
I'm like, let's go get certified. And we did. We went through the classes, did all this to foster, to adopt. 2 weeks later, we start receiving these opportunities. And there was a couple that we just prayed about weren't right. But then these 3 kids, we knew we wanted to adopt a sibling group. That was one thing, because there's so many siblings that get stuck in the system because they won't be split up, or they do end up getting split up eventually. So there was one of my sisters, her caseworker knew we were interested, and she called, and these kids were in the Dallas area. So we go to meet them, and we were supposed to go meet them, see if it was a fit, and then we would come back in a couple of weeks and bring them home if it worked out. So we go meet them, and then we go to McDonald's, go to Chuck E. Cheese. We're worn out at the end of the day. And the people at the group homes are like, hey, all right, take them with you. We're like, what? So we had no expectation to take them home at that time.
My word.
So we call both of our moms, and like, hey, can you make sure the house and the beds are ready and all this? So they're back here in Lubbock helping prep everything while we're getting ready to bring these kids home. And that was January of 2016, and man, it's been awesome.
Yeah,
we got three wonderful kids now, a fourth Walker that we did have biologically, and man, they love on him, and it's they're siblings. It's
I think
great.
That's a great story, and I mean, I'm gonna, this is my podcast, I can bring it up if I want to, but was it on your heart to adopt African American children? I mean, you know,
well, both my sisters are, so there's never.
I didn't know your sisters are.
Yeah, both my sisters are, and so there's never any hesitation there.
Yeah,
it didn't matter the color, so it wasn't necessarily on our heart, but there was, it wasn't something we were seeking out, but it was definitely not something that would be
turned down. It wouldn't be a reason to.
Yeah,
so man, so having little sisters that were of a different race, did you ever notice anything? Did you ever get to notice things that they may go through that you know, we as just, you know, little white kids don't know.
I don't know if I noticed it for them.
Okay, have you as a parent?
Yeah, there's little things.
I
mean, there's definitely the looks in Walmart and the second what's going on there, that sort of thing. But
I'd look at you like that even after, and I know you.
Very true. But no, honestly, there's times where they'll come home from school and someone said something mean to them racially or that sort of thing. For the most part, there's really good people in West Texas, and we don't deal with that a whole lot. And they're loved pretty well everywhere.
Man,
you can tell
that you guys are awesome. I mean, just by the pictures and the stories that you kind of get to tell on your radio show. And dude, that's, I just think it's fantastic what you and Megan have done. And I think that should inspire people really to adopt.
Well, I think one of the biggest things, I think one thing we learned so much, I think there's a misconception out there about adoption that it costs a ton of money. And there are private agencies that you go through, and it can cost a ton of money. If you go overseas or if you go through private agencies, it can cost a bunch, and that's fine if that's the route people want to take. But when you go through the state of Texas, like we did, it's the opposite. I mean, it doesn't cost money, and there's actually stipends that are involved where they'll pay you for fostering and for adopting and those sorts of things. And that shouldn't be the motivation to do it. But it definitely shouldn't be something that hangs you up if adoption is something you're interested in.
So. Man, I think you guys are an example. And I think that you set a good example. And it really, cause I mean, I get touched easily, man. And just when I see pictures and like, man, just hearing about the track,
we're having fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, evidently you got a son that can smoke it on the track, on that track. What do they call it? Just on the track.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our oldest, he's pretty.
What's his name?
Gifted. Neil.
Neil. Yeah.
He's gifted athletically. There's no question. I'd still tell everybody they got it from me.
Of course. I would too.
He got a speed from me. Yeah. He has never beaten me in a race. So I haven't raced him in probably 4 years. The last time we raced, it was really close, like when he was, I don't know, 10 years old. But so I'm like, okay, that's the last one. We're not going to. Yeah. And so he can't claim that he's ever beaten Dad in a race. But no, he's quick. So we just finished up middle school track, and he had never lost a 100-meter race, and he set a couple of school records. So he's having some fun.
And that's got to be a cool experience for as a parent. I mean, especially being this is the first time that this has happened.
Sure,
you know, because it's your oldest.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun to see him go have success. But I mean, we're super proud of him. We're super proud of his siblings and all that they do. And Jazzy, my daughter, she's growing in her dance that she loves. She's in Christ in the Arts dance. That's so cool. And so we're so blessed as parents. But
Well, great. I think those kids got pretty fortunate too, man. Because I know you, and I give you a hard time, but dude, you're a good dude, man. You're good, solid all the way through, in and out, even when it is giving me a hard time, literally. So But you know, even when you don't know the answer to the Texas Rangers and the New York Rangers,
God, I can't believe I missed that one. Now God knew what He's doing, piecing our family together.
Yeah, man, that's great. It's a beautiful thing to witness and to just kind of keep up with, man. Yeah, let's be honest with you. So to you and Megan, man, that's cheers to you guys. That's freaking awesome.
Appreciate it.
Man, that's all I got for you today. But that was a dude. You came in. I mean, we got this done.
It was fun.
Kind of a last second deal. And I was, man, you've been on my list though, and on my mind to get on the show. You know, trust me, I haven't forgotten about you. So, I'm glad you came on the show and when we're here and got to hear your story.
I appreciate it, man. It was a blast. Definitely all that it's hyped up to be. So,
oh, good.
So I'm glad you had me, man.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Well, that's it for the Win, Lose, or Tie podcast. Remember to follow me on Instagram, Win, Lose, or Tie. Email the show, winlosertiepodcast@gmail.com, or send me a direct message if you're from Spring Lake Earth with two feet, even if you're that lady. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's cooking.
Come on. If we gotta rekindle that flame.
Exactly. Well, that's going to do it for the show. And I end my show the way I ended all my phone calls in the 90s. And that was with one word and one word only.